Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. At the U.S. Supreme Court in Washington today, arguments for and against the Massachusetts law that restricts protests around abortion clinics. Abortion opponents have challenged the so-called buffer zone law, which keeps protesters 35 feet back from clinic entrances because they say it infringes on their right to free speech.
The law was passed in 2007 in part to protect clinics from violence. In 1994, two abortion clinic workers were shot and killed in Brookline. Advocates, including Attorney General Martha Coakley, say the law balances free speech rights with the need to ensure public safety.
In court today, the justices appeared skeptical about that claim. Robert Barnes, who covers the court for the Washington Post, was there. He joins us now from Washington. And Robert, good to have you on the program. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Based on the questions that you heard the justices asked, what issues appeared to be most relevant to them?
Well, I think that there were a couple of things that came across pretty clearly. Some of the conservative justices seemed to think that there was a real First Amendment problem here and that the law restricts people from expressing their viewpoint and talking to others on a place that traditionally has been wide open for public discussion, that is, public sidewalks.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was one. There was also some concern about how big this space was and whether it was basically bigger than it had to be in order to protect those from entering and exiting the facilities. So that was a concern as well.
Interesting, because I wanted to ask you about the size of that buffer zone. In 2000, the court upheld a Colorado law that imposes a smaller 8-foot floating buffer zone around clinics. Any indication of that law was also, I mean, that they were concerned about that law?
Well, it's interesting because that decision, as you say, in 2000, was a 6-3 decision. The three dissenters are still on the court and indicated that, you know, they're unhappy with that decision still. And the rest of the court's composition has changed quite a bit from then. And so we don't really know exactly how broad a decision like this might be. You know, there was something else that came up, too, and it was sort of interesting. The people, the plaintiffs in this case, say that they want to have conversations with the women who are entering the clinics, offer them help, and try to convince them not to have an abortion. There was a lot of talk about whether there is a difference between protest, which means maybe you do want to keep people further away because they're going to be shouting or waving signs, and this kind of conversation. Now, some justices thought that that could be even more tough, to write a law that said you can't have protests, but you could have sort of quiet conversations. So it's a complicated issue for them to figure out.
Interesting. Some of the early reporting today on the arguments say that the skepticism suggests the law might well be struck down. I know it's always difficult to predict this, but do you agree with that? Do you see it going in that direction?
I think that there was certainly a lot of aggressive questioning that that called this law into question, whether it is because some justices simply don't think you can shut down public sidewalks like that, or because others might think that this 35-foot buffer is too big, mm-hmm. and that Massachusetts has gone too far in trying to offer this protection. There is one thing that was unusual about today's argument, and that is that we didn't get a single question from Chief Justice John Roberts, who normally is very talkative and inquisitive at these kind of hearings, and I think could be the justice that really is the one who will be pivotal in deciding this case. And he didn't ask a single question either of the state's lawyers and the U.S. government's lawyers who are supporting the law, nor of the lawyer for the plaintiffs.
Really interesting. Now, why do you think that is, as someone who watches this court regularly? Why would he remain so quiet?
Well, I wish I knew. Mm-hmm. It was an interesting thing, and one that those of us who cover the court talked about, because we've never really seen a big case like this in which the Chief Justice completely held his counsel and didn't ask any questions.
Well, interesting case indeed, and we expect a decision in the spring. Is that correct?
Well, it could be at any time before the court ends its work at the end of June.
All right. That's Robert Barnes. He covers the Supreme Court for the Washington Post, reporting there on oral arguments this morning in the case of McCullen versus Coakley, which challenges the state's buffer zone law around abortion clinics. Robert Barnes, thank you so much.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
And listeners, you can find a link to Robert's story at our website, radioboston.org.